No, not. Why? Indeed. Maharaja, O King, O Great King, Bhagavatah of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maya Guna Vibhaitah of the transformation of the qualities of material energy, Custom, the end, Manasa, by the mind, Vachasa, by words, Vai, either, Agantum, to understand fully, Alam, capable, Vibhuto Ayaha, with a duration of life that of a Brahma, Brahma, Api, ever, Purushaha, a person, Tasmat, therefore, Pradhanena, by a general description of the chief places, Eva, certainly, Bhuloka, the particular description of Bhuloka, Nama Rupa, names and forms, Mana, measurements, Lakshanataha, according to symptoms, Vyakhyatmanaha, I shall try to explain. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Shri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Samsrupaki. The great Rishi Sukhdev Goswami said, My dear King, there is no limit to the expansions of Supreme Personality of Godhead's material energy. This material world is a transformation of the material qualities, sattva, rajas and tamoguna. Yet no one could possibly explain it perfectly, even in a lifetime as long as that of Brahma. No one in the material world is perfect, and an imperfect person could not describe this material universe accurately, even after continued speculation. O King, I shall nevertheless try to explain to you the principal regions, such as Bhuloka, with their names, forms, measurements, and various symptoms. Purport. The material world is only 1/4 of the Supreme Personality of God's creation, but it is unlimited and impossible for anyone to know or describe, even with the qualification of life as long as that of Brahma, who lives for millions and millions of years. Modern scientists and astronomers try to explain the cosmic situation and the vastness of space, and some of them believe that all the glittering stars are different suns. From Bhagavad Gita, however, we understand that all the stars, nakshatras, are like the moon, in that they reflect the sunshine. They are not independent luminaries. Bhuloka is explained to be that portion of outer space through which the heat and light of the sun extend. Therefore, it is natural to conclude that this universe extends in space as far as we can see and encompasses the glittering stars. Sukhdev Goswami admitted that to give full details of this expansive material universe would be impossible. But nevertheless, he wanted to give the king as much knowledge as he had received through the parampara system. We should conclude that if one cannot comprehend the material expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one certainly cannot estimate the expansiveness of the spiritual world. The Brahma Samhita 5.33 confirms, Advaitam achutam anadim anantarupam adyam purana purusham navayam vanam cha. The limits of the expansions of Goloka, Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot be estimated by anyone, even a person as perfect as Brahma, not to speak of tiny scientists whose senses and instruments are all imperfect and who cannot give us information of even this one universe. We should be satisfied with the information obtainable from Vedic sources as spoken by authorities like Sukhdev Goswami. Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmlitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here Sukhdev Goswami, he is giving, he is basically explaining three things that he is telling Parikshit Maharaj. This material world is an expansion of Krishna's material energy, which consists of basically three gunas, sattva-gun, raja-gun and tamagun. And in the end he explains that even if one has a lifespan, anyone knows what is the total lifespan of Brahma? 311 trillion 40 billion years. Even we can't imagine one day of Brahma. Now, one day of Brahma is called a kalpa. In one kalpa there are 1000 cycles of four yugas. There are change of 14 manus. So I'll try by my tiny brain whatever I can do the needful. So this is a vast topic. So especially when it comes to creation, so everyone's mind goes here and there. And material world, this we can understand because we are using hardly 1% of our brain. As per material scientists, what they explain, that we are using just 1% of our brain in day-to-day life. Maybe that is the reason. That's why you can't understand. So once Brahma cannot understand, so we are nothing in front of Brahma. So here, basically, we should know that the creation of the Lord, the spiritual world is called Parayoma. Actually, 2/3 of Lord's creation is called Parayoma. And it is also called Haridham. And where Lord Krishna's energy called Yogamaya. It is Yogamaya's under her control. Then there is a Vaitarni river. Below that, all the material world comes. And this material world is Ekapada Vibhuti. Actually, Lord Krishna's creation is, spiritual world is Tripada Vibhuti. And material world, which is called Devi Dham, and here there's a Mahamaya, under her control, all the living entities, they are again and again born. So in Bhagavad Gita, we see basically the 10th chapter, in 2 verses, Lord Krishna briefly explains about his energies. He tells Arjuna, Yad yad vibhuti mam sattvam, srimad urjitam eva va, tat tat eva gacchyam tvam, mama teja amsa sambhava. That means, to know all that opulent, beautiful and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. Then further Krishna explains, atva bhavnaitena kim jnatena tavarjuna, vistabhyam idam krishnam ekasmsena stita jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. We can make out from this that the complete material manifestation is just nothing but a spark. Also, in 7th chapter in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains Bhumi Raponala Vayu. So almost we see Bhagavad Gita many places. Also in 9th chapter, Krishna explains Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. So there is no end in material world, and ultimately when it comes, basically we should understand Krishna is the soul and a controller. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a nice description in the Madhya Leela. So when Lord Chaitanya was at Dashashwamedh Ghat and he was instructing Rupa Goswami, so that is mentioned by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So he explains that Lord Chaitanya is telling Sanatan Goswami about the opulences and creation of the Lord. Is very nicely there it is explained. He explains Ananta Shakti Madhe Krishnera Tina Shakti Pradhan. Ichha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti Naam. Krishna has unlimited potencies, out of which three are chief: willpower, the power of knowledge, and the creative energy. Further he explains, Ichha Jnana Kriya Vina Na Haya Srijan. Tiner Tina Shakti Meli Prapancha Rachana. So there is no possibility of creation without thinking, feeling, willing, knowledge and activity. The combination of the supreme will, knowledge and action brings about the cosmic manifestation. How the creation takes place, here it is explained. Also there is one Upanishad called Sitopanishad. So there also it is explained about the energies of the Lord. There it is mentioned, Mahalakshmir Devasya Bhinna Bhinna Rupa Chetana Chetatmika Sa Devi Tri Vidha Bhavati Shaktya Atmana Ichha Shakti Kriya Shakti Shakshit Shakshir Iti Ichha Shakti Tri Vidha Bhavati Shri Bhu Neelatmika. That means Mahalakshmi, the supreme energy. Basically this we can understand. Mahalakshmi is in spiritual world, Radharani, is experienced in different ways. She is divided into material and spiritual potencies. In both features, she acts as willing energy, creative energy, and internal energy. The willing energy is again divided into three. That is namely Shri, Bhu, and Neela. Also in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada quotes from Satvata Tantra. How the three Vishnus, they create this material world. Vishnu Strini Rupani Purukshakyani Atho Vidu Ekam Tu Mahatma Srishtir Dvitiyam Ta Anda Samsitham Tritiyam Sarva Bhutam Stam Tani Dhyatma Vimuchyate. It is mentioned that for material creation, Lord Krishna's plenary expansion assume three Vishnus. The first one, Mahavishnu, creates total material energy, known as Mahatattva. Then the second energy, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, enters into all the universes to create diversities in each of them. The third Vishnu, namely Shudakshai Vishnu, is diffused in all as all-pervading super soul, also known as Paramatma. He is present within the atoms. Anyone who knows these three Vishnus can be liberated from material entanglement. So this way also we see in Brahma Samhita, Brahma explains that how different are universes. Brahma explains that how the distinction between potency and the possessor of potency. Brahma explains his work of creation of millions of worlds, his potency remains inseparable. All the universes exist within him and he is present in his fullness in every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the universe. So this way Brahmaji explains. And also in Prabhupada's third chapter in Bhagavad Gita, he quotes Shvetashvatara Upanishad. It's a very nice verse. How Krishna's energy, they act in a swabhaviki jnana karma kriyacha. So the verse is very nice verse. Tam Ishwaranam paramam maheshwaram. Tam devatanam paramam cha devitam. Patim patinam paramam parastad. Vidma devatam bhuneshwam idyam. Natasya karam karanam cha vidyate. Natas samasya cha vidyakya cha drishyate. Parasya shaktir vivida shurvete. Swabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. So here it is mentioned that the Supreme Lord is the controller of all the controllers and he is the greatest of all the diversity planetary leaders. Everyone is under his control. All the entities are delegated with particular power only by the Supreme Lord. They are not supreme themselves. He is also worshipable by all the demigods, and he is the supreme director of all directors. Therefore, he is transcendental to all kinds of material bodies, material leaders, controllers. There is no one greater than him, and he is the supreme cause of all causes. He does not possess bodily form like that of ordinary living entity. There is no difference between his body, his soul, he is absolute. All his senses are transcendental. Anyone of his senses can perform the action of any other senses. Therefore, no one is greater than him or equal to him. His potencies are multifarious, and thus his deeds are automatically performed as natural sequence. So also we see in Vrindavan, when Lord Krishna was performing his earthly pastimes, we see in certain pastimes that Krishna's energies, they used to act, there was no need for Krishna to just call the energies. So we see when Krishna was 3.5 years old, so one time Yashoda, she wanted to bind Krishna. And somehow ultimately Yashoda, she caught Krishna. And when she bought the ropes to bind Krishna, so every time she was finding the ropes 2 inches small. So our acharyas, they explain, the energies of the Lord, they entered the rope, and the energies, what they were doing, they were reducing the ropes. So no matter how Yashoda was trying to add lot many ropes, but when Krishna consented, he told, okay, withdraw. Now you withdraw the energy. He told the energies, go away. Then that time only Yashoda could tie. And also in Govardhan pastime, we see when Indra, he started this rain with the Samvartaka clouds. So it is mentioned that all the Brajavasis, they went to Krishna and Nandagram. So there they told Krishna, now you see the prakop, anger of Indra, what we should do now. So Krishna, he told Brajavasis that Giriraj has eaten your prasad, so we'll take his shelter. So it is mentioned that when Krishna, along with the Brajavasis and the cows, they were coming from Nandagram all the way to Govardhan. So one of the energies of Krishna, it was holding back all the rains. And this way they were not affected by the rain or the thunder of Indra. And the moment Krishna arrived at Govardhan, he easily lifted the Govardhan. So this way we see that there are many pastimes of Lord Krishna. The energies, they act on their own. In we see material world, if there is a big man, there is an industrialist, so when his car is coming, the gatekeeper, he need not to be told, Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitaya Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishakha Ki. So the doorkeeper, automatically he will open the gate. Then he has cook, stewards, they will automatically serve his meals, everything. So what we see in mundane sense, material world, this can happen. Why not for Krishna? So also Brahma explains that many Brahmas of this mundane world, they appear from the pores of Mahavishnu. Esaika nishvita kalam athavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha. So there is no end to Krishna's creation. And here Sukadev Goswami, he is telling, even if we take the complete lifespan of Brahma, still it will not be possible to explain the potencies, how they are acting, Lord Krishna's energies, how they are acting, even in one lifespan of Brahma, it will be not difficult to explain. So in one of the prayers of Brahma, what Brahma explains in the 10th canto, in time, great scientists may be able to count the atoms of the universe, all the stars, planets in the sky, and all the particles of snow. You know, nowadays it is snowing, especially in America. But who among them can count the unlimited transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He descends on the surface of the globe for the benefit of the living entities. Also in the second canto, there is a mention, Brahmaji, he explains to Narada that if I, Lord Brahma, and your elder brothers, that is namely Chatushkumar. The great sages and saints cannot understand the limits of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of variegated energies. Who else can understand them? Although constantly chanting about his transcendental qualities, the thousand-hooded Shesha has not yet reached the end of Lord's activities. To say nothing of Anantadev, even Lord Krishna himself cannot find an end to his own transcendental qualities. Indeed, he himself always engages, he is eager to know them. So here, Brahmaji is explaining that even Lord Krishna doesn't know that how many energies he has and how they are working. Even sometimes Krishna is also taken back how they are working. Also in the 10th canto, the personified Vedas, when they glorified Lord Krishna, so what they explain, even the predominating deities of the higher planet system, including Lord Brahma, cannot find your limitations, nor can you yourself ascertain your qualities. Like atoms in the sky, there are multi-universes with 7 coverings, and these are rotating in due course of time. All the experts in Vedic understanding are searching for you by eliminating the material elements. In this way, searching and searching, they come to the conclusion that everything is complete in you. Thus, you are the resort of everything. This is the conclusion of Vedic experts. So, we should know that also in Bhagavatam, Kapildev, he explains to his mother, Dehauti, how due to the fear of the Lord, all the demigods, they are working. So, there is one nice verse in which Kapildev explains, Mad bhayad vati vatoyam, Surya stapati mad bhayat, Varshita indra agnir, Mrityushcharati mad bhayat. Now here the word bhayat is used often time. So it is mentioned that it is because of my supremacy that wind blows out of fear of me. The sun shines out of fear of me. And the lord of clouds, Indra, sends forth rain out of fear of me. Fire burns out of fear of me, and death goes on about taking toll out of fear of me. So here we can see how Krishna, under his direction, so in material world also we see, like in big companies, those who are working for the so-called the owner, they are also working out of fear. But we should know, like Krishna need not to work. In one sense, his energies, they are working. Like one time there was one German visitor who came to India, and he was going all the places, and he was seeing in India there are lot many temples, varieties of temples. So he, this way he was visiting lot many temples, Durga, Shiva, Ganesh, Hanuman. And one time he came to Krishna temple, and his conclusion was, yes, this is real God, because he is just playing on the flute. Whereas in other temples, all the demigods, they were doing something or the other thing. Somebody was meditating. Somebody has some weapons in multiple hands like that. So his conclusion was, yes, this is the real Lord. So this way we can understand that how Krishna's energy is, that with our tiny brain, we have to just accept. There is a Veda Vakya or Shabda Brahma. So what our authorities, they explain, that we have to accept. So as I was telling, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining to Sanatana Goswami, so he explains that about the absolute opulence of the Lord. He explains, Apara Aishwarya Krishnir Nahika Ganana Shakha Chandra Nyaya Kari Digdarshan. So there is one analogy given. It is mentioned that no one can estimate the opulence of Krishna. That is unlimited. However, just as one sees the moon through the branches of a tree, I wish to give little indication. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to give a small synopsis of Lord Krishna's spiritual world. So he explains the breadth, length and breadth of each Vaikuntha planet is described as 8 miles multiplied by 100 by 100 and by 10,000 and by 100,000 and by 10 million. In other words, each Vaikuntha planet is expanded beyond our ability to measure. This is one Vaikuntha. Further, he explains, each Vaikuntha planet is large and each is made of spiritual bliss. The inhabitants are all associates of Supreme Lord and they have full opulence like Lord Himself. This is how Vaikuntha planets are situated. The shape of spiritual world is compared to lotus. The topmost region, that flower is called whirl. Within that whirl is Krishna's abode, namely Golok Vrindavan. The petal of the spiritual lotus flower consists mainly Vaikuntha planets. Each Vaikuntha planet is full of spiritual bliss, complete opulence and space, and each is inhabited by incarnations of the Lord. If Lord Brahma and Shiva cannot estimate the length and breadth of spiritual sky and the Vaikuntha planets, how can ordinary living entities begin to imagine? Then he explains, the spiritual qualities of Krishna are also unlimited. Then further, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, to say nothing of Brahma, even Ananta, who has thousands of heads, cannot reach the end of Lord's transcendental qualities. Then further he explains, to say nothing of Ananta, even Lord Krishna himself cannot find an end to his own transcendental qualities. He himself is always eager to know them. Apart from logic and argument and negative or positive processes, when Lord Sri Krishna was present on as Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavan, no one could find a limit to his potencies by studying his characteristics and activities. When Lord Brahma from the universe saw this is when this pastime took place, Brahma Vimohan Leela, that Brahmaji, it is mentioned that if someone says, now Brahma is telling his own realization. Lord Brahma said that if one says that he knows everything about Lord Krishna's opulence, let him think like that. But as far as I am concerned, with my body and mind, I consider this in this way. Brahma explains, my Lord, your opulence is like an unlimited ocean of nectar, and it is verbally and mentally impossible for me to realize even a drop from that ocean. This is Brahma's realization. So Brahma explains, there are people who say, I know everything, let them think that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. Oh my Lord, let me say this much, as far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body and words. So this way, this is a very big chapter. What we see, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining to Sanatana Goswami, he explains that one time, Brahma, he came to Dwarka, when Krishna was in Dwarka ruling. So Brahma had come to our Brahma. Our Brahma means our planet is very small. Our Brahma is four-headed. So our Brahma, he was little joyous. He wanted to give a report. And when he came to Dwarka, so he told the doorman, I want to meet Krishna. So the doorman, he went and he told, Brahma has come to meet you. So Lord Krishna, he told the doorman, just go and ask which Brahma. So this doorman, he came and he asked, Lord Krishna is asking, which Brahma are you, sir? So Brahma was taken back. So Brahma, he said, okay, you tell I am four-headed Brahma, father of Chatushkumar. So now this doorman, he went and he told Krishna, this is a four-headed Brahma, father of Chatushkumar. So Krishna said, okay, let him in. So Brahma came inside. And when Brahma came inside, so that time Lord Krishna, he asked, yes, Brahmaji, everything is okay. So Brahma, he said, okay, that I will answer later on. I have one confusion in my mind. Why did you ask which Brahma has come? So I am taken back. So Krishna gave a smile and just Krishna remembered. Now you can imagine, like in Vrindavan, there is a Mansi Ganga at Govardhan. Just Krishna remembered Ganges and she manifested. So here also, Krishna, he just remembered all the Brahmas. And to the surprise of our earthly Brahma, Brahmas came with multiple heads, 8, 16, 32, 64, 100, 1000, millions of heads. Now you don't ask me how they entered the assembly. So this way, after Brahma, Shivas came, four-headed, again multiple-headed. Then Indras came with thousands of eyes. So now here what happened? This Brahma, he could see all these Brahmas, Shivas and all Indras. He was seeing what is happening. So Lord Krishna, he asked them, yes, what is happening at your place? Everything is okay. So they gave a completion report. They said, by your mercy, everything is okay. All the demons are subdued. We are ruling by your mercy. This way they were giving their completion report. So there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, by Krishna's this energy, Krishna has one energy, is called Vishnu Maya. It is mentioned that only this Brahma could see all the Brahmas, whereas all the Brahmas, they couldn't see each other. So this was such a scene that no Brahma was seeing each other except the four-headed Brahma. So he was seeing all this. And when they offered the dandavat, all their helmets, they collided, no? And there was a big tumultuous sound. This Brahma, he was taken back. Then he came to know, I am nothing. So what happened when they all went away? Brahma, Shivas, Indras. So now Lord Krishna asked Brahma, yes, you wanted to know anything more? So that time Brahma, he felt that he is like a small rabbit in front of an elephant, huge elephants. Now if you see in a material sense, in front of an elephant, a rabbit is nothing. So this is how what we see, even our Brahma, what we see, this material world, our world is a tiny, a small earth. But in the spiritual, what we see in the creation of one third creation of the Lord, there are innumerable worlds and there is no end. So this way each earth has, each planet, each this thing has a Brahma, Shiva, then there are Lokpals, eight principal demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, Yama, Agni. So this way there are many, many controllers. This is about one universe of our small Brahma. So when Brahma, he saw all this, so the Brahma's conclusion was that, it is my great fortune, he told, that you called me and you gave me this all knowledge about other world. So this way when Brahma, he saw all this opulence, so he was satisfied. He offered dandavat to the Lord and Brahma, he went off. So what we see that in mundane sense, what Prabhupada explains, today material scientists, what to speak of their instruments. Prabhupada here, he writes that their instruments, they are also not capable. Prabhupada explains their instruments are also incapable of explaining everything. And recently I read one article in one science magazine. The astronomers who are seeing through telescope different galaxies, what they explain, that the galaxies, they are expanding. What they explain, the galaxies, they are expanding. What they say, there is no end. They find no end to the creation. And they are also very much taken back. Because what we see material world, there are so many phenomena which we can't understand with our tiny brain. So this material world, what we see here, Sukadeva Goswami explains, is composed of three gunas. Bhagavad Gita also, one out of five topics, this prakriti, material world is made of basically combination of three gunas. Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. Unless we come above these three gunas, we can't understand how exactly the creation of the Lord is working. And what we see in this material world, under the three modes of material nature, so there are 84 lakh species of life, including humans, demigods, demons. And we human beings, our activities also, they are divided into three guna. Sattuguna, Rajagun, Tamugun. Krishna explains that Urdhvam Gacchanti Sattvasa, Madhye Tishtanti Rajasa, Adho Gacchanti Tamasa. So Krishna also in 13th chapter explains that Karanam Guna Sangasya Sad Asad Yonisu Janmasu. Now we should understand that how according to our association in the material world, Karanam Guna Sangasya, that Sad Asad and good or bad, Yonisu means living entities, we take birth. So I made one big list, but I'll not go in depth. How three activities are carried by human beings in three different modes. So yajna, now whatever yajna we are doing, they are also in three modes. Dana, then tapa, then our faith, it is also in three modes. Then in this world we see there are many religions, they are also in three modes. Of course food. Food is also in the three modes, Krishna explains. Food is okay. When it comes to eating also, we are also eating in three modes. Sometimes we are in the mode of passion, ignorance. So when you are eating with Sattvagun, that means we are remembering Krishna. That can be in the mode of Sattvagun. Then when it comes to drinking also, maybe it is water or some sharbat like that. Then dwelling places or living places, they are also in three guna. Prabhupada explains, living in city is a rajoguna. And like brothels and all, they are tamoguna. And villages, they are like in the mode of goodness. Then our thinking. Our thinking is also in three guna. Sattvagun, rajogun, tamogun. And this material world we have, this thing, movies and dramas, they are also in three gunas. Then there is a dance, that is also in three guna. Then our clothing. Today, material world people, mostly they are clothing in the mode of passion. That is in the not mode of goodness. Then worship. After worship comes, then there are many games. Our association. Today, modern education is also in the mode of passion because there is so much competition. Then speech also. Material world we see whenever speaking, sometimes we are not giving heed to somebody speaking. That is in the mode of ignorance. And sometimes we are passionate, we are fighting, speaking. Also working, behavior, sleeping also. What Prabhupada explains, one who oversleeps, he is in the mode of tamoguna. Then also we see literatures. There are also Puranas in three gunas, sattugun, rajogun, tamogun. And of course, in the end there is a death. Death is also in the mode of three modes. One who leaves the body in God consciousness, that is sattugun. And material world people, they are fearful. Some they die when they are in the sleep. This way the death is also in the three gunas. So material world, what we see, everything is in three gunas. This is the speciality of material world. So that's why our acharyas, they mention that in the prakriti, material nature, in the morning, there is a 1.5 hour before sunrise. This period of time is called Brahma Muhurat. And there are so many benefits. We just can't count how many benefits we get. So as a sadhakas, we should make the complete use of this period of time, especially chanting, reading. So in that way, we can at least come to the sattvaguna. What Prabhupada explains, unless one comes to at least sattvaguna, he is in the modes of animals, as he is as good as animal. That's why Prabhupada, he gave us the four regulative principle. At least somebody is following four regulative principle, then he is on a human platform. Otherwise, we can't even imagine. Then in the end, Prabhupada explains that about the material world is imperfect. No one is perfect in the material world. So there is a tendency in material world, we see there are four things. That is Brahma, Pramada, then Karanapatva and Vipralipsa. Brahma means to make mistake. Then Pramada means illusion. Then Karpanatva means imperfect senses. Then Vipralipsa means cheating tendency. And Prabhupada, he explains in Ishopanishad how this material world, people, they have these four tendencies. And here Prabhupada, he mentions about the modern scientists with their imperfect senses. And Prabhupada also quotes their imperfect instruments. What we think today, modern world, we have perfect instruments. It is not so. There will be something plus minus. So there are many medical instruments. And sometimes what we think is, I am getting the right indication. I know there was one doctor in Bombay, and he was a very famous doctor. So one time, actually he had one daughter and his wife was pregnant. So what he thought, okay, let me see what is the next child, what issue I am getting next. So he did sonography and he found the next issue is again a female. So he thought, okay, let me abort the child. So that time his wife was around 3 months pregnant. And when the fetus was aborted, it was a male. The dead child which came out, it was a male. So in this sense we can understand, even Prabhupada explains of the moon controversy. So when this episode was going in the 70s, especially Americans, they were telling, we are going to the moon. Neil Armstrong, a first step to the mankind. So many things were going. Basically, that time there was a cold war between America and Russia. So there's the Americans, they wanted to show that, yes, we are the first to land on the moon, just to fool the Russians. But there are so many stories about this. One time the Americans, they told, we have made an anti-gravity pen. You know, anti-gravity pen means you can write also in gravity, where there is a anti-gravity. So they asked Russians, have you done some research on this pen? The Russians, they said, nay, we are not fool like you. We are using pencil. So the pencil doesn't need any gravity to write. They said, we are using pencil for that. And in 60s, what we see, especially one time, there was one Prabhupada disciple by name Purushottam Das. In London, he was Prabhupada's servant. And one time even he bought a TV to show Prabhupada, see Prabhupada, they have landed on the moon. Today they are showing the Americans landing on the moon. So Prabhupada, he said, no, this is all cheating. It is absolute cheating. So one time, just to joke with him, so Prabhupada, he asked, where is Janaki? There was one Mataji by name Janaki. So Prabhupada asked, where is Janaki? Somebody said, we don't know. Prabhupada said, I know, Janaki has gone to moon. So this way, what we see, what Prabhupada was telling that time, around 40 years back. And so Prabhupada, in those days, he wrote one book, Easy Journey to Other Planets. Material world, what we see, in the 70s, especially scientists, they were telling, we'll take people for honeymoon, many other things to the moon. But now the moon episode is closed. They lost billions of dollars. And now they are going to Mars. They are telling that we are going to Mars, then Jupiter. So we can't really rely on what they say. This way, what we see, our senses are imperfect. And material world, there are so many theories. There are Big Bang theory, Darwin's theory. Just 500 years back, the material scientists, what they were thinking, the earth is flat. And if you go to the westward, you will fall off the earth. That was the thinking. When Vasco da Gama, he left Europe, that was the thinking. Even 50 years back, the medical science, they didn't know about the embryology. How a fetus grows in the womb of a woman. Whereas this is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, that Dehauti, she has been told by Kapil Dev, from day one, how the child, it is born in the womb of a mother. Even the medical science, they didn't know. Also, will not go in depth. If you see, there is one person has written one book. He has quoted only 1,000 phenomena of the material world, which material scientists can't explain. So he explains one thing about a bumblebee. You know, bumblebee, it is a humble. So what he explains, and the scientists can't make out how the bumblebee flies with so tiny, minute, transparent wings. So if you see a bumblebee physically, the body is very heavy. And the wings are very in a transparent, very light, and with that the bumblebee can fly at a rapid speed, because they want to do some research in aerodynamics. They are trying to study the bumblebee, but still they couldn't make out something like that. Then also they are studying the hummingbird. There is one hummingbird, just 2 inches, and this bird can cruise or fly from North America to South America, 5,000 kilometers, non-stop. Whereas their aircraft, they have to do the fueling and all. They have to have a big fuel tank just to go a long distance. And also in China, there is a bamboo. This bamboo, they have to water 7 years. Still the shoot doesn't come up. The 8th year, the shoot comes out. And within 6 months, the bamboo grows 100 meter. So now no one can make out how exactly this is happening. Like in Vrindavan during Krishna's time, there were tal one. So also this tal tree, just to sprout that fruit, it takes 7 years, the tree, just to hold the bottom. That's why you'll find there are very few trees, tal trees, in India also nowadays. Because it is not so easy for it to get that same atmosphere, how to grow in one place. So we should understand that material world, that everyone is imperfect. And when we go through the authorities, then only we can get to know the real thing. So here in brief, to just to recapitulate, that Sukadev Goswami explains that we can't understand the creation of the Lord. That is, we have to accept as Veda Vakya. And this material world, it is a combination of 3 modes. And also in material world, no one is perfect. So Hare Krishna. So anyone has any comment or question? So the time is 9 o'clock and over time.
That 1% use of the brain, Prabhuji, actually, before the computer age, that was about 10 to 15, 20%.
Before
the beginning of the computer age.
Oh. Thanks.
Something to think about.
Sugrantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Shilprupad ki.
Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.